In this bulletin, more conflict for the federal government as Malcolm Turnbull intervenes in the pre-selection process for a New South Wales MP. Extreme conditions extend the fire crisis in Queensland. And in sport, Arsenal, Liverpool and Chelsea victorious in the English Premier League. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has advised his successor Scott Morrison to go to an election in March. Mr Turnbull says his dumping as Prime Minister and replacement by Mr Morrison has damaged the government's standing and is being felt by the Liberal Party around the country. He says Mr Morrison should go to an early federal election in an attempt to save New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian from defeat in her state poll.
I am very concerned, as many members of the New South Wales Liberal Party are, that the brand damage to the party, which arose from the leadership change in August, when I was removed as Prime Minister, and that has been considerable damage to the Liberal Party's brand as a result of that. We've seen that taken out in a state by-election in Wagga. We've seen it, obviously, in Wentworth, and we've seen it in the Victorian state election.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has accused opposition leader Bill Shorten of being happy for terrorists to plot attacks using encrypted messages. In an interview with The Australian, Mr Morrison's accused Labor of being quite happy for terrorists and organised criminals to chat on encrypted messaging apps. The government is trying to push through new national security legislation this week designed to give security and police agencies powers to access encrypted communications on applications like WhatsApp. The Law Council of Australia supports aspects of the bill, but says it's far too complex to be rammed past through Parliament in just 4 days. And Labor says the legislation is too broad and is instead proposing to pass an interim bill giving national security agencies temporary access to encrypted messages. But Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says Labor is being irresponsible.
The proposition that this is being rushed through is completely wrong. I mean, this has been in the system for some time. This has been talked about for some time. And as a government, which is committed to keeping the Australian community safe, our responsibility is to act on the advice of our intelligence and law enforcement agencies.
Doctors Without Borders says independent medical data shows Australia's offshore processing of asylum seekers on Nauru is directly causing a shocking level of mental harm. The report, In Definite Despair, says mental health suffering among asylum seekers and refugees on Nauru is among the worst, and the organisation has ever seen around the world, including in projects providing care for victims of torture. The report found that of the asylum seekers and refugees MSF treated, 60% had suicidal thoughts and 30% had attempted suicide. It also found that 12 had developed resignation syndrome, where the person loses the will to live. Emergency services in Queensland say relief for its stretched firefighters from the state's oppressive weather is expected later in the week, but residents must stay on high alert until then. Strong winds and high temperatures tested exhausted firefighters battling for more than 110 blazes across the state over the weekend, and temperatures in central Queensland are expected to climb into the 40s again today. Kevin Walsh from the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services has told Channel 7 that a combination of high winds and extreme temperatures will prolong the fire threat.
The good news is that in midweek we will have a reprieve in the weather conditions, and we will start to see the conditions move back to what we would normally expect at this time of year. So whilst we are expecting that this in the middle of this week, we still want the community to remain informed, because we've still got a day or two of really bad fire conditions.
Arsenal has won its North London derby with Tottenham Hotspur 4-2 in a scintillating match at the Emirates. The victory allowed the Gunners to overtake Tottenham and move to fourth on the English Premier League table. Meanwhile, Liverpool has snatched a dramatic 1-0 win over Merseyside rival Everton. The win means second place Liverpool closes the gap on league leader Manchester City to 2 points, and Chelsea defeated its southwest London rival Fulham 2-0. Let's look at the weather across the country at the moment. In Perth, it's sunny and 36. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide and 23. A possible afternoon shower in Melbourne, 21 degrees. It's becoming windy later in the day. In Hobart, a top of 18. In Canberra, fine weather and 24. The fine weather continues for Wollongong, Sydney and Newcastle, 30 degrees in those cities. In Brisbane, it's also sunny and 31. In Cairns, it's partly cloudy and 36, and it's mostly sunny for Darwin, 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.